This is CKMS Radio Waterloo, 102.7 FM, and you are listening to From the Void with me, Christopher Sharon.
It's good to see in the void again tonight. So tonight I've decided that we're going to be doing, or as I proclaimed last week, a continuation of my Pisces show. Like I said, I'd be 40 next time we talked, and here we are. I'm 40. The sky hasn't fallen. I can still hear. And I can still see. And I didn't get too messed up on my birthday. But it was a good time either way. My wife got me a new guitar. A nice new acoustic guitar. Now, believe it or not, those who know me might be surprised to know I've never owned a very nice six-string acoustic guitar. I do have a beautiful six-string, which is an Ovation, which by most guitar enthusiasts, especially acoustic guitar enthusiasts, they wouldn't consider an Ovation a proper acoustic guitar, and that's why I'm saying that. It's got a round back on it. It's a little narrower. It doesn't have a round sound hole in the middle. You know, they're great for playing jazz and whatnot, but they're not what you think about when you think about a properly strummed acoustic guitar. So my wife got me a Martin. Now, Martin is a proper acoustic guitar, and it is absolutely beautiful. Nothing flashy about it. Got a proper tortoiseshell pickguard, a nice blonde top on it, all sorts of dark exotic woods in the neck and on the fretboard. And it sounds amazing. It feels amazing. It's good stuff. Anyway, so Pisces musicians. To start the show off, we're going to go with a track back from 1972. This is a B-side off of a single, which I'm sure everybody knows. It's by Lou Reed, Pisces Lou Reed. And the B-side was on the backside of the A-side of Walk on the Wild Side. So we're going back to their album, to Lou Reed's album, Transformer, and with the track, A Perfect Day. And Perfect Day is a perfect song, I think. It's one of the songs that encapsulates that feeling perfectly. And I first heard this song, from memory anyway, first time hearing the song was from watching my first favorite independent film as a child, which was called Trainspotting. And Trainspotting was probably a movie I should have been watching at that age, but we just got cable television, and it was on the movie network, and I don't think my parents really knew what was happening on cable television at the time. But yeah, so it's tragic that the song is probably about heroin, but nonetheless, it's a great song, like many other great songs that have been recorded and written by people who loved heroin. The song is also produced by David Bowie and Mick Ronson.
Just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park. And then later, when it gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo. Then later, a movie too, and then home. Oh, it's such a perfect day. A perfect day, you just keep me hanging on, you just keep me hanging on. Just a perfect day, problems all left alone, weekenders on our own. It's such fun. just a perfect day. You made me forget myself. I thought I was someone else, someone good. Oh, it's such a perfect day. Such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep me hanging on. You're going to watch your soul. You're going to reap just what you sow. You're going to reap just what you sow.
Way, way back at the beginning, that was our first single ever. I had just come over here to London for the first time, spent a month terrified making a record that I didn't think anyone was going to ever hear. And here we are 20 years later, and I'm still alive. You guys are here. It's pretty fucking amazing. Thank you. Back in that time when I was trying to figure out what Nine Inch Nails was going to be about, there was someone that was vitally important to me. It was a huge inspiration. And it is with great pleasure and honor I present to you Gary Numan.
It sounds like they're about to go in the down in the park there. I think they probably were. Or cars. Or both, I'm sure. So if you couldn't tell, that was Gary Numan with Nine Inch Nails. That was recorded back in 2009 on the original Nine Inch Nails Farewell Tour. Gary Numan is the Pisces on that track, in case you're wondering. So for the next Pisces, we're going with a musician that I don't hear a lot about. I don't know if it's because of my age, so it's my perception of the past. But this was a guitar player I never heard about much growing up. You know, I heard a couple tracks on the radio here and there, but he's one of those musicians that was far more influential on music than he was on the music listening public. We're talking about the Irishman, William Rory Gallagher. Now, Rory Gallagher was a fantastic blues guitar player, notably an influence on Alex Lifeson of Rush, Brian May of Queen, Eric Clapton, you know, Cream, and whoever else, wherever else, and Jimi Hendrix. And there was one of those questions that I've heard it retold a handful of times in different ways, but this is one of the names you always hear in this scenario, and it's when someone was interviewing Jimi Hendrix, and they said to Jimi Hendrix, "What's it like being the best guitar player on earth?" And Jimi said, "I don't know, ask Rory Gallagher." So that's all I needed to hear before I started listening to Rory Gallagher. And I bought one of his records at a garage sale one time, mint condition, called The Irish Tour, 1974, which as far as I know is like the quintessential Rory Gallagher record. So I'm going to play a track off of that tour. I don't want to play the live version just because it goes on too long and it's kind of sloppy, to be honest with you. So I'm going to play the version from the album. It's called A Million Miles Away.
I'm a million miles away. smile all around the room. This conversation overflowing. So why must I sit here in the gloom? This hotel bar has lost its people. The piano man has caught the last bus home. The old bartender's asleep in the corner. So why must I still be here? I don't know. Let me tell you, I'm a million.
Now, for this next track, we're going to go with some Mars Volta. Now, I'm not sure if any member of Mars Volta are actually Pisces, but there's one guy who has appeared on almost every Mars Volta record, right from the beginning, a guy named John Frusciante. And John's most famous as being the lead guitar player and genius behind the greatest work by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Now, I'm not a huge fan of the Chili Peppers. I've listened to all their records, seen them live a couple times, and they are a good band, and they will go down as one of the greatest bands of my generation. But they're not. The Mars Volta is, though. And John Frusciante plays guitar solos all over Mars Volta's first record, Deloused in the Comatorium, which is arguably their best record. It also features Flea on bass, and it's got, and then also the band, who are amazing. Now this song here, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, because that's classic Volta fashion. They make up their own words, lyrically, and on album titles. They mix Spanish and English together frequently, and they write about fantastic outer world type topics. So I'll do my best at pronouncing this. Forgive me, any Mars Volta fan out there. I've offended your ears. The song is called Cicatriz ESP. And again, features John Pisces Frusciante on guitar.
Do you recall its name? As it suggested, back and call the space alien. We'll drag your halo through the mud, ash of Pompeii.
We'll be right back.
For the next Pisces, we're going to feature somebody who is a pillar in rock and roll history. A member of one of the greatest rock and roll bands of all time. One of the loudest, maybe not one of the loudest bands, but the first real loud band. The first band to show up with a 1,000-watt PA system. These guys invented punk rock. These guys did a lot of things that they probably don't get credit for. We're talking about The Who. And their singer, Roger Daltrey, Pisces, is an amazing vocalist. Now, he's not your sweet, beautiful voice typically you'd expect from, say, like a Jim Morrison type, you know, or Robert Plant, you know, and he doesn't have the operatic register of like a Dio or something. But he's got soul and attitude. It's the guy that sang Baba O'Reilly, We Won't Get Fooled Again, you know, stuttering along in My Generation, you know, like amazing stuff. This guy pushed the boundaries constantly. And, you know, that Blue Eyes song, it's amazing. Great vocal quality. For this one here, I went through a bit of an adventure, listening through some Who, trying to find the perfect Roger Daltrey song. And I think I did. It shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. It's off their record, Quadrophenia, you know, which isn't my favorite Who record by any stretch. You know, I like Tommy a little bit more. I'm a much huger, bigger fan of Who's Next and their first record with Teenage Wasteland and the Boar is the Spider. But Love Rain Over Me is probably the best display of Roger Daltrey's capabilities as a singer. So I'm sure you know the track. I'm sure you love the track. And if you don't, maybe you will now. And if you do, enjoy. Love, Rain or Me.
Only love make it rain the way the beach is kissed by the sea. Only love make it rain like the sweat of lovers laying in the field. Thank you.
This next track also caused me to go on a bit of a revisit of a classic discography. We're talking about Vinnie Paul, the late great Vinnie Paul, brother of Dimebag Darrell. These are the guys that made Pantera the amazing band they are, or were. I guess they still are. They're on tour right now. We got Zakk Wylde playing guitar in place of Dimebag. And I forget the guy's name. Charlie Benedonte. I'm playing drums for Vinnie Paul. Of course, Rex is still on bass and Phil is still singing. And as far as I understand it, they're doing a very honorable job of dragging a band name through the money-grinding machine that is a reunion tour of a half-dead band, which most music purists cannot stand. And I did have all sorts of ill feelings thinking about the Pantera reunion. But especially if you're around at the end of it and the demise of it and the lack of respect and things being said and blah, blah, blah. But either way, regardless of all the nonsense and drama, Pantera is awesome. They are an amazing band. They reinvented heavy metal a few times. This song comes off of a record, in my opinion, I think they peaked at this album. 1996, The Great Southern Trendkill. And the track we're going to play tonight is called Drag the Waters, which is just about the corrupt system and corrupt people and how it just, if you look a little deeper, you might find it. So again, Vinnie Paul from Pantera, Drag the Waters.
Is a word from the mouth of the outside lawyer, please.
right on. Nice and heavy. For next track, we're going to go with a band that was hugely influential, yet hugely unpopular. I featured these guys a few times on the first year of this show when I was really focusing heavily on experimental music. And this is a track off the album I remember playing the most songs off of, which was Throbbing Gristle. And the album was the 20 Funk Jazz Greats, or Classics, or whatever the album is. Clearly not funk or jazz, but it probably sold some records to some people who didn't want to own it, which is probably the reason they did it, because experimental music creators get great pleasure from people who hate their music. This is coming from someone who makes experimental music. And nothing makes me feel successful more than when a family member or friend goes like, I can't listen to this garbage. And I think, wow, I really did it this time. Because if I think it's good and you think it's garbage, it's probably really good. Not to sound pompous, but typically, historically, the best music is revered as garbage long before it's respected. And that's the case of almost all good art. And Throbbing Gristle is not immune to this label. So here's their most socially acceptable song, I would think, Hot on the Heels of Love. And it's Genesis P. Orridge, who is the Pisces from the band, who is no longer with us. Enjoy. Thank you. All right, just about out of time. So we're going to go off with one of the king Pisces musicians. I failed to play a few obvious ones like George Harrison, but this guy is one of the best. So enjoy. This is Folsom Prison Blues by Johnny Cash. Love from the Void.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. But there's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming, I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. If they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.